This is a spoiler filled review of Proud Mary, starring a bunch of folks you might know, first being Taraji P. Henson, Danny Glover, and Neil McDonald. So if you haven't watched this movie, you should definitely put this on pause, because I'm about to spoil the crap out of this thing. Alright, here's the synopsis as follows, and you can find this on IMDb. Mary is a hit woman, working for an organized crime family in Boston. Mary's life is completely turned around when she meets a young boy whose path she crosses when a professional hit goes awry. Yep, that's basically the movie itself. When it comes down to it, this movie isn't the best movie in the world. When it comes down to hit person movies, this is very, very generic. It's very, very cookie cutter for the most part. Think about any hitman movie you've thought about and you ever watched, and this is basically the same thing. Nothing different. Proud Mary wants to get out the game, and unfortunately, the people who she has indebted to won't let her go. So that's the basic premise. And she goes to fight every single person there. Danny Glover is the head of the crime family, which is cool, I guess. But even his performance there was cool and wasn't anything that added to it. To be honest, I could care less if it was Danny Glover or not. Danny Glover's amazing. But unfortunately, for this role, it makes no sense for him to be there. They could have put some generic person there and it would have been fine. There's nothing special about this movie, unfortunately. You have the dynamic between Mary and the Danny character as well. As Danny's the name of the boy that she doesn't kill in the hit and lets him live. And unfortunately, you're subjected to her trying to be a mother figure, which is kind of weird for her to try to make that happen with a boy that's quite in his age. I think he's in this movie, he's like 13-ish. So it's like he's a teenager. You really trying to be the mother figure to this person that you made him basically orphan. So it's like, it's kind of weird. And they're kind of trying to make the dynamic between her character and his character, and they've basically been through the same kind of life, which was okay, I guess. But when it comes down to it, when you watch the trailer, majority of the trailer is in this movie. Just watch the trailer alone and you basically have Proud Mary from start to finish. There's not much that deviates from it. There's not much to add to it. It's like a few scenes here and there. For the most part, it's a lot of talking and barely any action. Which is kind of strange because the trailer itself, you would think, okay, she's going to go ham. She's going to have a ton of action. And this is a time for Taraji P. Henson to really, you know, strut her action star stuff. They let her do that for maybe 10 minutes. So all the action, well, at least 85 to 90% of the action is in the trailer. And the rest of it is her just talking back and forth to get the dynamic between both the families and her. It feels weird. Comes down to it's very, very wasteful. Even Neil McDonald's character was a wasteful character as well, because they killed him off within the first couple minutes. He had a couple of scenes, he brought in a couple of good lines, and then they killed him off. It was just one of those things where if they made it to where it was just an action-centric movie where blood everywhere, shooting left and right, I would have been fine with it. But they decided to try to bring some heart to it, but kind of failed in the long run. The only thing I saw here was just a good performance from Taraji P. Henson when she did her action. Because when those few minutes came up where she went, you know, ham, it was a good couple minutes. I was like, oh, I'm liking this. I kind of wish the movie had a lot more of this action here instead of, you know, a lot of talking, a lot of, oh, I used to date this guy, but not really. But there's this whole lot of weirdness going on between her character and the crime boss's son's character, which is really doesn't bring much to the table. So for me, if they kept on with the action from start to finish, I would have been fine. You know, it would have been something that I would have been okay with, and I wouldn't have been as pissed off as I was when I watched this whole thing. to be honest, this movie, it felt like it shouldn't have came out to the theaters. It should have just went straight to DVD, just because there's not much to it besides a typical cookie cutter hitman movie. That's basically comes down to it. At the end, she survives. She doesn't die. There's no real danger for her. She gets shot like twice, and she's like good to go the next couple minutes afterwards. So for me, it felt weird, and it felt something that could definitely have went to like a Netflix scenario, which I would have been too pissed off at, because, you know, watching a Netflix movie wouldn't have been bad. But to go to like the theater and watch this, I'm like, yeah, kind of felt like I waste my theater going experience for it. So yeah, that's my review on Proud Mary. If you like my review, let me know. If you don't like it, let me know. I would like to hear your suggestions and your comments on this whole thing. You can find me on social media on Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram at Dwight Antc. That's DWIGHTANTC. Again, that's DWIGHTANTC. And this has been my review of Proud Mary.